Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off. Good Saturday morning. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. Joining us today, not sure for how long he's going to stay, but I guess current slash former, however that works, Brunswick High coach Sean Pender, who we're going to get some answers straight from the horse's mouth about Pender leaving Brunswick High. But first, we got some other things that I guess we got to tend to. Kip was talking before the show about my camping ability. I'll tell you what's going to happen.
You don't have any skills. I mean, it's as simple as that. You don't have any camping skills. So stick to other things you don't know anything about, like predicting sports outcomes.
What's going to happen is one day I will get an invite to this Kip Branch camping trip, and I will run circles around everyone that's there, and there will be shock and surprise.
He's going to find an excuse not to go.
Yes.
There will be an excuse. As soon as he gets, invite him. Because he's going to have an excuse not to go.
Yeah, there will be an excuse.
What are the dates?
They have been determined, but we don't release those dates to people outside of the group.
Well, let me know. let me know so I can look at my calendar.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll let you know if I'm available.
In the meantime, work on chopping wood.
I already know how to do that.
How to operate a chainsaw.
Know how to do that.
How to cook a meal in the elements.
Let me ask you a question in reality.
Yeah.
Okay. So, formerly Bishop Island. Have you been to Bishop Island?
That's a paved road. We go camping in the woods.
I understand that. But yeah. My point is that there are trees that would grow into the road on Bishop Island. How do you think those trees got cut down, Kip?
By someone you contracted.
Well, mostly.
Or the city of Brunswick.
Well, mostly.
Yeah. So.
All right. So, Sean Pender, formerly of the Brunswick High Pirates, now of the North Hall Trojans. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. Green and white, North Hall Trojans.
Okay, Coach. So, I guess Kip and I are just going to barrage you here. So, I'll go first. You built something at Brunswick High. You took over a program that wasn't at the best place when you stepped in, and you're leaving in far better shape than what you found it. And I look at your roster and I think to myself, this team might be good enough to win a state championship next year. It's definitely good enough to make a Final Four run. It's hard to walk away from that. What in the world made you decide to make this transition?
Well, absolutely, it's hard to walk away from, you know, a program that we've been building, you know, on and on. I was talking to Kip just earlier, you know, about some of the stuff that we've done at Brunswick High in the time period that, you know, that I've been there. And the one thing we've really done is built a lot of trust, you know, with our fan base, you know, with the community. We built a lot of trust with the administration. We built a lot of trust just within our Brunswick High family. And, you know, that was that part was tough, you know, about being able to walk away from that. But the thing that when you look at our program, you look at a program that's bigger than one person. You know, you look at a program when we talk about our football team, you talk about, you know, if someone goes down, someone was injured, the next man steps up, and we got to push, like, the team is bigger than one person. It's the same thing with the coaching staff. You know, we have a really good coaching staff. We got a really good tight-knit group. And when you come out and you watch the way we coach, you don't ever know who's the head coach if you watch the practices. And I like it that way. And I know that it works for our formula with what we have. It's a great team. The hardest part of walking away is some of the things that you said about you build that. But we're going to leave this program in really good hands. I think the next group, the next people that are coming up to run this thing. It's going to continue to do what it's been doing, and I have a lot of faith that our that you know our Brunswick, I'm going to still call it ours, even though I'm leaving. The Brunswick High program is going to do real well, but you look at the decision that I made. I made a decision beyond just the Brunswick High family itself. I made a decision based on my family and situations and things that where I see myself in 5 years down the road, and going up to the North Georgia Mountains is something that's always been a place I wanted to go in that area. And then when the North Hall opportunity opened up, and I started a communication back and forth with them, and then I went and visited the area. I fell in love with the area. I fell in love with some of the things that they do. The people there were great. Just looking at some of the facilities and things that we had to work with, and knew that I could, be a big part of building something special there, just like we built something special here at Brunswick.
Coach, one thing you have done at Brunswick High is you've developed a top quality coaching staff from the bottom up. One person in particular is Coach Garrett Grady, who's with you at Pierce County, and he's kind of been your right-hand man for the last 9 years. Talk about him individually.
You said a lot of things right there just saying that about Coach Grady. Coach Grady, the two words that come to mind when, thinking about Coach Grady is loyalty, being your right-hand man for 9 years, and integrity. Since I've known Coach Grady, he's always been the type of guy that's going to do what he says he's going to do. He follows his beliefs to the core. He, when it came to the things that we have done together and what we've accomplished, a lot of the successes that I have had is because you have a guy like Coach Grady that's right there with you, that's pushing and trying to help you with that success. Coach Grady is just that dude. I mean, he's that guy. I go this whole segment and talk about all the accolades of a man like Coach Grady, but what he does, he always puts others first. And that's one of the things about him that is very special.
Coach, we still have a good many more questions for you, and we're bumping up against a break. Do you have time to come back for another segment?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. On the other side, Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop. the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Brunswick High Pirates have released their 2022 football schedule. The Pirates will scrimmage MCA over in Darien on August the 12th. BHS will then kick off officially at home the very next week against Andrew Jackson. Brunswick will also host Camden, Bowles, the Islands, Glen, Lakeside Evans, and Effingham. The Pirates will take to the road against Grovetown, South Effingham, and Evans. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition. The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Brunswick High Pirates have released their 2022 football schedule. The Pirates will scrimmage MCA over in Darien on August the 12th. BHS will then kick off officially at home the very next week against Andrew Jackson. Brunswick will also host Camden, Bowles, the Islands, Glen, Lakeside Evans, and Effingham. The Pirates will take to the road against Grovetown, South Effingham, and Evans. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Bringing us back to Purple Rain reminds me of my buddy Scott Spence at the local karaoke places. He swears he can sing it as good as the artist, which, you know, is a lie, but that's what he thinks. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Weekend Review.
And here we go. As long as the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, no one will beat them.
That's one.
The Jags are about to hire Byron Leftwich. Of course they are. They are the Jags. If you picked the Bengals at the beginning of the season to be in the AFC title game, raise your hand. My hand is raised, by the way. Jimmy G is a killer. Let the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes begin. The only good thing that Manny Diaz brought to Miami is now a thing of the past, the turnover chain. The LA Rams are about to win the Super Bowl. Auburn is number one for the first time in school history. Come to think of it, has anyone in the SEC besides Kentucky and Florida ever been number one? Does anyone lose more big games than Aaron Rodgers does?
No.
Barry Bonds not being in the Hall of Fame is a bleeping travesty. I guess they were afraid they couldn't find a plaque big enough to fit his head. Jags, go after Sean Payton. Give him all four bridges if you have to. The 49ers are about to add a sixth Super Bowl trophy. Braves fans, you should Google Matt Olson. He is about to replace Freddie Freeman. Jermaine Burton, I have two words for you, but the FCC says I can't say those words on the air. Joe Burrow is about to give Cincy a Super Bowl trophy. How do you launder Omar Navarro? And these are my thoughts.
I'm going to say this, Jason, before we get back to Coach Pender. The Baseball Writers Association of America
should be ashamed of themselves.
They should be disbanded, because here you are, you got a bunch of guys that sit around that have never played baseball for the most part, and they're judging people who are the greatest players in baseball. What a joke that is.
Barry Bonds is the greatest hitter that I've ever seen. He's
in my lifetime.
Barry Bonds is one of the top three hitters to ever live. Did he cheat? Yes.
He never failed a test. There's never been a positive test on steroids for Barry Bonds.
Pretty sure he was cheating, but before he started cheating, he already had
a Hall of Fame career.
And so at the end of the day, this is, I'm a baseball guy. At the end of the day, you got to hit the baseball.
Period.
You got to square the baseball up, and that's not easy to do. And if you can't square it up, it doesn't matter how many steroids you take.
The best pitcher of my lifetime, Roger Clemens. The best hitter of my lifetime, Barry Bonds, are not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. What a joke.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by the Bennett Auto Group.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to the Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned vehicles. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100, the Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
I'm going to jump back to Sean Pender here, the new North Hall coach, North Hall Trojans. Coach, you're now moving on. What do you see, what was so appealing to you about the North Hall job? Because, I mean, you're going from a 6A program to a 4A program.
Well, you know, again, and I'm not saying nothing against the Brunswick High family. I really enjoy, you know, being here and my time here at Brunswick High, and this is family, you know, and what we built. But just moving on to North Hall, you know, one, you know, when I first went there, it was unlike what I expected, to be honest with you. I went there and because I looked at North Hall and I thought it was just a portion of Gainesville, and you know, wasn't really looking to get involved into it with the city. A city school and wanted, you know, I like that one horse town, the smaller town type atmosphere is, and but when I went up to North Hall, that's exactly what I saw. I saw things that I could really build the future with and I really liked. You know, one of the things is this, there's three elementary schools that all feed into one middle school. All right. And then they even call themselves the Trojans. The middle school is on the same campus as the high school and it is the, you know, the middle school, the North Hall Trojans as well. So you have the junior Trojans, which was the young league. Then you have the middle school. The whole community is all involved and all engrossed. And that was something I really liked. And it showed me, even though in a county like Hall County, which has a lot of different schools in it, you can have direct feeder programs into those schools. And that's what North Hall has figured out. And that's one thing that, you know, I would love to see here in Glenn County, to be honest with you, to have direct feeder schools into the, you know, in, you know, from the elementary schools to the middle schools to the high schools. And when you have that type of, and everyone bleeds, you know, green and white there. Yeah, everyone in that segment. So it has that small town feel, even though you're in a bigger school system. And that was something that I saw that was very, very attractive. The amount of community involvement with the program was extremely attractive. You know, here in Brunswick, that was very difficult to do. You know, it was very difficult in Glenn County to get the people to the games on Friday that should have been there. You know, you look up in a stadium that is second to none. You know, 12,000 people sit there could be there in the stadiums at Glenn, but it's hardly ever, you know, full.
Get you to stay one more?
Sure.
Okay.
Cunningham Jewelers would like to thank you for a great 2021 and wish you a great holiday season. Cunningham Jewelers would also like to invite you to stop in any time in 2022. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Normally we would jump into Kip's butt hurt segment, but we're gonna fortunately get the wait on that and have Sean Pender go one more segment. I asked the last question, so let's do another question to Pender and then let him get on back because he's got to get packing.
Coach, you're leaving a pretty talented roster behind. I mean, you've got at least two major D1 prospects on defense coming back. You got an offensive line coming back intact, pretty much. But you got a defense pretty much coming back intact. You're leaving behind some pretty good football players.
Oh, absolutely. There's great football players on this team. And we're talking, you know, of course we know about Kayshawn and, you know, Jamal Merriweather that are getting a lot of attention. JD is getting a lot of attention too, and he's doing really well. And Devin Smith's a name that you're going to hear. But another name that you're going to be hearing coming out is River Creel. River Creel's going to...
Started as a freshman.
Yes, he is. He's going to be very special. And then you got Terry Mitchell, touchdown Terry, is going to blow up. And you know, I'm excited to see what JR is going to do. You know, JR is really coming on, you know, big. He's like 6'5" now. He's huge. He's got an awesome arm. And then you look at some of the ones that maybe are not getting all the looks on the college level but are fantastic players that are coming back on the offensive line. You know, Jonathan Wilson, I think, is going to lead them. He got our most improved at the banquet offensive player, but he's going to go from someone who is battling for a starting job to really, I think, he's going to be a captain of that offensive line. And it's going to be a very, very talented offensive line that's coming back, a lot of experience to go along with that defense.
Coach, you tell the story about Terry Mitchell last year. Here's a cat every day in practice. He's burning people left and right, and he's way down on the depth chart. You put him in the JV games, and he's what has like 10 touches or 12 touches, 11 of them are touchdowns. And you said, man, we got to figure out a way to get this guy the ball. Talk about his transformation last year.
Well, it starts off with you know, people like Skylar Kersey and Jeff Brady that were working with him, when he was younger. They kept saying, this guy's special, and he's on the scout team. And our defensive staff's like, we can't tackle this guy. He's pretty incredible, because when you look at him and you look at his measurables, especially when he was a freshman, I mean, he had a size 6 shoe when he came in, a size 6. He's up to a 9 now, and he's growing. He's up to 5'8". He's getting a little taller, but he was just a little bitty thing as a freshman, and he didn't, you know, pass the eye test, but he was lightning quick. We could see the things that he could do. And then, yeah, you just said it, in the JV game, in the first few JV games, he was close to 1,000 yards. He had 10 catches and 8 touchdowns. You couldn't catch him. You can't catch him in a phone booth. And then the first time he got his really chance to really, like, debut was the city championship game. JD rolls his ankle, and then we had to do a punt return. He comes in and electrified the whole stadium with a fantastic punt return that got nullified.
Yeah.
But it was a fantastic punt return. And then he gets a start the next week. He has 3 catches, 3 touchdowns, and 160-something yards. And 2 of them were long bombs, and another one, he catches an out route instead of running out of bounds. He cuts back in, makes a whole team miss, fights his way into the end zone, and, you know, the legend of Touchdown Terry begins.
Our passing game really took off after he stepped
Yes,
up.
And he ended up being the number one receiver in the region. You know, and he only played in
half
the games. And, you know, and he's a phenomenal athlete. We're you're looking at somebody special.
Coach, thanks for taking the time. Come on with us. Talk to us about your decision, and we wish you the best of luck up there with the North Hall Trojans. And I like the mountains, so make sure that you've got a spare room set for Jason Bishop to come visit. I'll show you my camping skills when I come up.
Yeah, training. Take him out, leave him in the woods, and see if he can find his way back.
Yeah, my dad's talking about buying about 7 acres up there, and he's going to have a camper and a four-wheeler. We'll start training him on that.
Don't put him on a four-wheeler, Coach. He's got to
do actually this. Don't listen to this. I actually used to own a four-wheeler.
We're not talking about a four-wheel tricycle or a bicycle. We're talking about an actual all-terrain vehicle.
What I'm about to say is going to blow your mind. I used to own a four-wheeler when I lived in Swainsboro, Georgia, in which I would go back in the woods and on those clay roads all throughout middle Georgia as well. See, don't judge a book by its cover.
Jason Bishop, you know, on this show, he grew up in the Swainsboro area, he says. But
I grew up here.
He did not know that Emanuel County Institute was a public school. He said they were a private school. We had that debate on the radio one day. And he's from the area.
I'm not.
So what does that tell you about his professed camping skills?
Number one, you don't win them all. You don't win them all. Number two, I'm not from Swainsboro. I didn't grow up in Swainsboro. I grew up right here in beautiful coastal Georgia.
He had a girlfriend in Swainsboro.
I did have a girlfriend in Swainsboro. I lived there for 3 years. Of course I had a girlfriend.
He had girlfriends in Bullock County, too, which explains why they're always in high school power rankings.
They're in the high school power rankings because the formula says they're good and they win.
Okay. I got you. Anyway, Coach, you know how I feel about you.
Yeah. Yes. And, hey, one last shout-out to the Pirate family. Leaving y'all. I love y'all. And appreciate all the support that we had when, you know, we were here. And one last time, go Pirates.
You got it.
Thank you, Coach Pender. We certainly appreciate everything that you've done. We've got the NFL playoffs coming up, and we're going to run through the lines really quickly before we go to break, and then we'll talk to Dr. Sasser on the other side, and then Kip will give you his butt hurt segment in segment 5.
Sounds good.
All right, so the Bengals are 7-point dogs to the Chiefs. Chiefs at home. I'll go ahead and tell you who to take in that football game. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase have been extraordinary together offensively. The Chiefs aren't that great defensively. Look for them to have a huge game again. This is going to be a shootout. And look, of course, for Patrick Mahomes. As long as Patrick Mahomes gets the ball last, Chiefs advance. This game's closer than what the spread says it's going to be. I'll take the Chiefs to win this football game. Rams hosting the 49ers. The Rams are a 3.5-point favorite. The Rams are going to throttle the Niners. This game will not be close. The Rams will cover. Take the points. Take the Rams. Make yourself an extra grand.
I'm going to take the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are a better football team. The Bengals, while they're talented, and Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are kind of, you know, they're going to transform that combination in Cincinnati. I don't think they're ready yet to make the leap to the Super Bowl.
I agree with you. It just, what scares me about that is how terrible the Chiefs defense is. And
it's gotten better.
How dominant that connection has been.
He toasted them for like over close to 300 yards in a regular season game, Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow did. So that could be an interesting game. The 49ers have swept the Rams this year in the regular season, beat them twice, and had to beat the Rams in the regular season finale to get in the playoffs.
That's true.
49ers are the hot team right now.
They're very hot.
But, man, I'm a big Matthew Stafford fan.
Yes, you are, because he went to Georgia.
And played for my Lions, and, you know, the Lions wasted his talent for 12 years.
Yes, they did.
And
all of these are facts. Nothing you said is erroneous.
He's got a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and, you know, he's a guy that's got the most fourth quarter comebacks of any active football player playing the game right now, Matthew Stafford.
We're in agreement. Chiefs, Rams, Super Bowl, but don't be surprised if the Bengals and the 49ers get in too.
Yeah, I mean, you could have a four-way a tournament and decide the Jason Bishop paper champion.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden House Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden House Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Cunningham Jewelers would like to thank you for a great 2021 and wish you a great holiday season. Cunningham Jewelers would also like to invite you to stop in any time in 2022. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. Now I get to take a break from Kip. Thank goodness. And joining us from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, I'm Doing great. How are y'all doing today?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Keeping it between the buoys.
Yes. Yes.
Normally at this time, we're talking about spring training baseball. Unfortunately, we've got the lockout, so I decided we're going to talk baseball anyway.
Perfect.
Cool. So let's talk Tucker Davidson. Can't miss prospect for the Braves. Comes up during the summer for Atlanta. First three starts of the year, 20 innings, no runs. Lights out. Start four, two and a third, five runs against the Red Sox. He's doing that hand-stretching thing that you see pitchers do that typically have some issues going on with the elbow that a lot of times leads to Tommy John. Then the next step is he's got the forearm tightness, which typically says Tommy John is coming. He goes 3 months, no surgery, comes back, pitches the last game of the year in Gwinnett, three innings, looks really good. First off, I want to kind of walk us through this. Your opinion, what's going on? You see pitchers do it all the time. They're stretching that hand, trying to almost get comfortable. Why are they doing that when there's an issue?
You know, and it's probably more kind of comes back to his injury. They probably just have some cramping in the forearm. You know, you have to remember those finger flexors actually are where they hold on to the ball and what helps give them that power. And so when they start to feel that cramping pain, it's just trying to work that out, kind of like you do when you have a Charlie horse in your leg or something like that. And so that's what you see a lot of times, is they're probably just trying to loosen it up more than anything.
Dr. Sasser, why is that forearm tightness so often associated with having to do the Tommy John on the elbow?
Because they're right next to each other. There's a lot of high-priced real estate right on the inside of the elbow, especially with these pitchers. You have, if you kind of go through the layers, you have all those forearm muscles, the finger flexors, the wrist flexors, that come down and actually attach right on the inside of the elbow, where we call it the funny bone, when you hit the inside of your elbow and it hurts a lot. The funny bone itself is that ulnar nerve that sits right there that can get irritated. And a lot of times when these pitchers, when you'll see them tighten up their hand and their wrist, they might be having some ulnar nerve issues. They're actually getting some tingling down their arm, tingling down to their small finger, and so that's something you have to look at. And then deep to those two layers, in very close proximity, is that ulnar collateral ligament, which is what these pitchers tear and have to be repaired. So, say, you know, normally what you'll see and you'll read about is pitcher taken off the mound because of forearm tightness. And we're all crossing our fingers that it's not an ulnar collateral ligament tear, that it's just an overuse type issue, that they just might have a little bit of strain that can just be helped with a little bit of therapy. But if it keeps coming along, then that's when we get an MRI and take a look at it.
So going back to the MRI, he's got the tightness, he's got the stretching of the fingers and all that stuff that, you know, going back to the ulnar collateral. So what are you looking for? Because obviously, like I said, it's all signs. Typically when that stuff starts happening, you start immediately thinking he's going to have Tommy John surgery. So you have the MRI. What are you looking for in that MRI as far as when a pitcher's doing the stretching with the fingers and he's got the forearm tightness? Is there a specific is there a specific sign or something specifically in that MRI that is going to catch your eye more so than not about whether or not that needs to happen?
Sure. And a lot of these pitchers, when you're looking at that ulnar collateral ligament, they will have some thickening of that ligament.
Okay.
Just like if you look at, you do a shoulder MRI on pitchers, they will have thickening of their posterior capsule that goes down the road with slap tears and so forth. And so every pitcher, especially at that level, will have some thickening, possibly some scarring. But what you're looking for is you're looking for tear at the ligament, at the insertion, and you'll see joint fluid kind of leak out under it. I mean, we call it the T sign, and that can actually denote that there is a tear, there's instability, which is different than getting just inflammation around the muscle, and so that kind of falls along the tendonitis and so forth. So you're looking for that tear and that joint fluid kind of leaking out, which shows you have an unstable elbow.
Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Strategic Affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So Dr. Sasser, fast forwarding things with Tucker Davidson, he rests for 3 months, comes back, makes that last appearance of the year, 3 innings, looks really good. Velocity is where it's supposed to be. What do you think caused, obviously he was okay, didn't need the Tommy John, so what is it that caused the tightening in his forearm?
Well, and, you know, I can only consider different reasons, and he could have changed his technique a little bit. There's a lot of these pitchers. All it takes is just changing your technique, changing rotation, delivery. That can be a big issue. He could have really worked hard through the spring season, and so it's more of an overuse type injury. But it seems that whatever it was, taking 3 months off helped.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of times we'll see baseball players, and I'll put them in a throwing program, and just calming them down can help. Or golfers, a lot of times golfers, if you really kind of drill down to why golfers having some issues, wrist injuries, back, a lot of times they've changed their technique. They're hitting the ball different. They're using a different club. And it can be the same thing with a pitcher. And it can be something small that is now putting more stress on those muscles in the forearm.
Gotcha. Dr. Sasser, I appreciate you as always. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Making me smarter. That's what Dr. Sasser does.
There's no hope for that. But, you know, maybe one day you can ask him about the qualities of being a good camper. He probably can give you some insight too.
I've heard Dr. Bo Sasser's not a bad camper.
Yeah, I mean, he probably can use an axe. He probably can start a fire. Can you even start a fire? If you were kind of on an island somewhere, like, you know, Tom Hanks, Castaway, could you start a fire?
You give me some charcoal and...
No. I'm asking, could you start a fire? Or would you have to wait on a lightning strike?
If you give me some charcoal and some lighter fluid...
I think you'd freeze to death.
Some charcoal and some lighter fluid, I'm fine. I'm not a terrible camper.
Okay. I was just checking.
Give me a backpack.
Well, you don't bring backpacks. It's not the Boy Scouts.
Fanny pack?
No, you don't bring those. You see, if you bring that to the river, you're going to get shot.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out? M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Well, it finally happened during the break. Kip has given me his certificate of recommendation.
I haven't given you a certificate for anything. So don't come live on the air reporting that I give you anything along those lines.
Is that erroneous?
That's erroneous. Those are just not the facts.
Well, I really thought that...
That's erroneous, brother.
I thought the fanny pack was a great idea.
Yeah, well, you might think that, but... Don't go on any trip that's got my name associated with it and use the term fanny pack. Period.
I mean, have a lot of use on a camping trip.
Sorry. We changed the dates. You're not going.
It's time for the Kip Branch Butt Hurt List.
Butt Hurt List this week, Jason. This is interactive, by the way, and you can join in anytime you want to. So number five on the Butt Hurt List this week, the New Orleans Saints. Mm. You don't make the playoffs. Drew Brees retires. You don't make the playoffs. You got injuries at the quarterback position. Now Sean Payton retires on you. Well, he says he's retiring, but that's, what is that code word for I'm looking for a better job?
Yes.
So
Jacksonville.
Saints, what are you going to do? First of all, to get a good, good coach like Sean Payton, Saints, you've got to get a quarterback.
Jacksonville.
So, the New Orleans Saints, number five on the butt hurt list. Number four on the butt hurt list, Jason Bishop's Los Angeles Lakers.
It's not my Lakers.
24-26. If the playoffs in the NBA started today, there would be no Jason Bishop's Los Angeles Lakers.
Not Jason Bishop's Lakers.
Dude. You've been carrying the cool. You've been drinking the Kool-Aid for the Lakers on this show for the five years that I've been doing this show. You've been a Laker Kool-Aid drinker. Don't even try that today.
Untrue. But you could carry Kool-Aid in a fanny pack on a camping trip.
Again,
another good reason.
You carry the powder. You got to have water and all to mix that with.
You just have a bottle of water in a fanny pack too.
Yeah, right. If you're not going. Number three on the butt hurt list, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady is about to retire on you guys. Sources are saying, well, I don't know if those sources are erroneous or not, but sources are saying that Tom Brady could make an announcement this week that he may be retiring. And if he does, the Tampa Bay Bucs are back at the starting blocks once again. They unraveled in the playoffs. The Rams tried to give you the game on a silver platter, and you couldn't take it. It's over in Tampa. If Tom goes, you're back at the drawing board.
Just have to find another quarterback because all the pieces are there. Tom left it better than he found it.
Did he? Yeah, they won a Super Bowl. Yeah, they won a Super Bowl and got back in position to go back this year, which shows you how great Tom Brady really is.
Although I have heard there are going to be some salary cap issues with that team.
Yeah, and it's probably about to get busted up. And Tom, at 44 years of age, has nothing else to prove in the game of football. He's married to a hot model.
Mm.
I mean, what does Tom have left to do? Just do commercials, Tom. That's it. Make money, and run around and show people your seven rings. That's all you got to do. Period. End of story. He's got more rings than LeBron. Number two on the butthurt list
okay.
this week, the Tennessee Titans
yep.
and Ryan Tannehill.
Yep, who's not going to be the quarterback there next
year.
Oh,
my goodness. Tennessee, man, did you not see this coming? I saw it coming last week.
I saw it.
They were the number one team in the AFC. They didn't really look like it. First play from scrimmage, Ryan Tannehill throws an interception. And it's kind of downhill from there. They sacked Joe Burrow 9 times. The Titan defense did, and they still couldn't win the football game because of Ryan Tannehill. Throwing picks, threw 3 picks in that game. The Bengals are playing for the AFC Championship, and Tennessee is the first team. Here's a stat for you. They're the first team in the AFC to lose their first playoff game 3 times of being the number one seed in the playoff.
Wow.
So I come to this show. I prepare for this show. I come here every week. You know, this is why this is the highest rated segment in the show. We had a lot of viewers tuning into the third segment. We had to move it back to the last segment, but they're still here. And number one on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, as they should be.
Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you know, you talk about quarterbacks. He's a great quarterback, going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. But who loses more big games than Aaron Rodgers?
I can't give you a name.
Who? Name somebody. Who comes to mind that loses more big games than Aaron Rodgers does? I can't think of anybody.
What's the guy that used to be in San Diego? Philip Rivers.
I mean, okay, but on the grand stage, I'm talking about in the playoffs every single year and many years as the number one seed in the NFC.
And that's the difference.
And then they lose in Lambeau on the frozen tundra. They find a way to lose. There's no way.
Yeah, the Chargers were never number one seeds when they lost.
There's no way the San Francisco 49ers should come into Lambeau and beat you in January.
None.
If you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback.
None.
For 30 years now, from 1992 through the 2021 football season, the Green Bay Packers have had 2 Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, who have started just about every game over the last 30 years for the Green Bay Packers. They have 2 Super Bowl rings to show for it.
It's a very good point.
30 years of Hall of Fame quarterbacks. You got Aaron Rodgers, who's passed for almost 60,000 yards in his career, and Brett Favre, who passed for over 70,000 yards in their career, and they've got 2 Super Bowls to show for it, and we're in the playoffs just about every single season.
What's the reasoning for that?
They just don't win big games in Green Bay. I mean, you think about it, the Super Bowl Aaron Rodgers did win. They had a great play by the wide receiver at the end of the game to toe tap. I mean, think about it. They just don't win big games. That was the Steelers, by the way. See, I got Green Bay mixed up with the Steelers and Big Ben, who retired this week with more Super Bowl rings than Aaron Rodgers, by the way. Big Ben a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
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 He's got more rings than Aaron Rodgers. He's got more rings than Brett Favre. That just reinforces the point. Who does less with more than the Green Bay Packers?
That's another good concept for the fanny pack. You could put rings in there.
You could.
On a camping trip.
You're trying to tell me you'd wear a ring on a camping trip?
If I had a Super Bowl ring, I'd be taking it with me on a camping trip. Put it in my fanny pack. Show it off.
Dude, we'd have people coming out of the woods on us. You'd advertise that I'm bringing a Super Bowl ring on a camping trip. That's what you would advertise for everybody. We're live over the airways here.
I mean, it'd be in my fanny pack, so it'd be safe.
No. You know, I mean, really, dude.
It's in my
fanny. You should be live on the air talking about wearing fanny packs.
It's in my fanny pack. Well, on a camping trip, I mean, I don't wear them out every day. But on a camping trip, yeah, I'd wear a fanny pack.
You'd be one of these dudes that go to Walt Disney World on a family vacation and you're the dad with a fanny pack on?
I just said I'm not going to wear a fanny pack out like that. If I go on a camping trip, yeah, I'm going to have a fanny pack kind of like a Batman belt.
Would you wear a fanny pack to Walt Disney World?
Like on a camping trip, I would probably, you know, like my I'd have my salad fork, my regular fork, my dessert fork, a lighter. Like, there's all sorts of stuff I could keep in a fanny pack.
You're not going.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customers. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
The Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Brunswick High Pirates have released their 2022 football schedule. The Pirates will scrimmage MCA over in Darien on August the 12th. BHS will then kick off officially at home the very next week against Andrew Jackson. Brunswick will also host Camden, Bowles, the Islands, Glen, Lakeside Evans, and Effingham. The Pirates will take to the road against Grovetown, South Effingham, and Evans. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.